Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. This is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Welcome back to Green Medicine Radio. And welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. This is indeed Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, according to the University of Michigan, from Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila. For most of the next 2 hours, we'll discuss how health can be improved and then maintained, according to whatever your calls ask, or maybe tell me. Learn a lot sometimes. And we'll talk about healthy longevity being further extended with the use of natural substances and energies. All this is based very firmly on published science and the combined experience of Tahoma Clinic's physicians since 1973, and most importantly, the who-knows-how-long history of nature creation in humans. Yep. Gotta pay attention to that. Makes a whole lot more sense. We didn't evolve or get created in a world of patent medicines, did we? No, we didn't. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Marine Battle Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, the Tahoma Clinic, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make it possible for us to talk about achieving and maintaining good health with nature's tools every Saturday. Uh-oh, gotta get political. I'm sorry, or we won't be able to take care of ourselves near as close as we can now. Have you heard or read or seen anywhere information by the very latest attack by our so-called public servants on natural medicine? It's not enough for them to try to abolish compounded bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which, among other things, helps protect against cognitive decline for women and for men, both. Now our so-called public servants are attacking dietary supplements. No, I am not kidding at all about this latest attack. So what or whom told me? The Alliance for Natural Health, via email sent to all members and also non-members who want to receive emails about threats like this and also want to be informed about threats to their health, which this certainly is. This threat is a very serious one. If we allow it to happen, many of the supplements we take to promote health and longer health will no longer be available. Permanently? Yeah. I am not kidding. The ANH email, Alliance for Natural Health email, received October 22, just 2 days ago, was titled Supplement Doomsday Coming. Yes, here's what it told us. And it even put underlining in words or phrases if we want to read the background on what's being claimed. Starts with the FDA could be completing policies that will wreak havoc on the supplement industry. We must oppose those. The FDA is asking for comments, as if they would pay attention to them, on its procedures for submitting new dietary ingredient notifications. New dietary ingredient? Does that mean if we eat a different type of corn from, let's say, oh, who knows where, South America, it has to be approved by the FDA? That corn is a dietary ingredient. This so-called NDI, or new dietary ingredient, and it's really new supplement notification, threatens the entire future of the supplement industry. I am not kidding at all and must be opposed. ANH writes they've covered the major problems with this system in the past. According to the 1984 Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, any dietary supplement introduced to the market in the U.S. after 1994 is considered new. And the manufacturer, yeah, dietary supplements originated as part of plants or beans or something like that, whatever they originated from on planet Earth, way the heck before FDA was ever invented. Oh, but it's going to be considered new. And the manufacturer must notify the FDA at least 75 days in advance of plans to market this product. Well, so what? The problem is that FDA is using this part of the law to create a drug-like approval system for supplements that experts have estimated will result in the elimination of tens of thousands of supplements on the market. Approval for supplements that occur in nature? Yes, that's what they're trying to do. My comment on this is if it happens, the natural food stores, the health food stores, shelves will be mostly empty. Yes, there's tens of thousands of supplements. Part of the issue is that the FDA is adopting a broad definition of a new dietary ingredient. Yeah, broad, so they can outlaw them all, I'm sure. And thus expanding the number of supplements that will be subject to their notification and approval procedures. For example, supplements that have not been so-called chemically altered are not required to comply with these procedures. But the FDA is adopting an expansive definition of what it means to be chemically altered, such as, let's see, we put quercetin and resveratrol together in the same capsule. Oh, my God, that's chemically altered. Most modern supplements would probably be subject to NDI requirements because most modern supplements have more than one ingredient. Yeah, they do. Look at the label. A few don't. It's a minority, though. Almost all modern supplements would probably qualify and thus be subject to new dietary supplement requirements. It appears this is quite intentional. The aim is to destroy supplement innovation in the hope that it will eventually destroy the supplement industry. It's the same old story. The agency, under the disguise of protecting us, is really just protecting its major funder, the patent medicine industry, and is throttling any chance of innovation and improvement in supplements. This is so corrupt, it's hard to understand how Congress continued to turn a blind eye, or maybe two blind eyes, to it. But, of course, Big Pharma funds political campaigns as well. The FDA has not yet quite completed its NDI guidance, which to this day remains in draft form, but that may change soon. Steve, T-A-V-E, how do we pronounce that? The director of the FDA's Office of Dietary Supplement Programs. You don't have any business having such a program. He said recently, we're trying to get that guidance, or at least part of that guidance, as close to final as we can. Now, as ANH has written previously, the president himself was treated for COVID with supplements, but the public is not allowed to learn about the benefits of supplements for that coronation virus and other diseases because of the gagging of doctors, and that's underlined so you can click on it and go read about all the doctors who have been sent warning letters, and others to support the patent medicine industry. This is unacceptable. Please send a message to Congress. Remember, it takes less than 10 minutes and usually less than 5 just to go to anh-usa.org and scroll down until you find out about the war on dietary supplements. And you don't have to scroll down very far. Click on that, and up comes a message that goes to your state representative, your state senator. Yeah, and it goes to the FDA, too. By sending this message, you'll be supporting the petition to ungag doctors so they can share with patients the benefits of supplements and natural treatments for coronation virus, too, as well as to oppose FDA approval, quote-unquote. And remember that Tufts University study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that told us all that to get something approved by FDA costs $2.something billion. Yeah. So, to read this and related information, go to all those W's, or if you want to really get it right on, it's https://anh-usa.org/supplement-doomsday-coming. Or just go to all those W's in anh-usa.org, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the article about supplement doomsday. Sorry, everyone. This is very important for all of us who want to be able to live as healthy as we can for as long as we can. I'd much rather discuss a purely health issue, but if our public service are allowed to do this, we can't live as healthy as we can for as long as we can. Yeah, we can't. Okay, now back to good old Green Medicine Radio here. Back to good old Green Medicine Radio. After the rest of these announcements, we'll take your calls. Our phone numbers are 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 888-465-8770. Those are our calling numbers. And don't forget Green Medicine Newsletter. It's out there. comes in every month. Oh, yes. This next month's issue is going to tell us all about a cure, and I did say a cure for cancers, published in 1910. Did he say 1910? Yes. And followed up with research that shows how it works, and that research was done in the 1990s. But this cure for cancer was being used in the UK in 1910 and was brought over to this country and used by Dr. William Donald Kelly. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who oddly enough died under very suspicious circumstances and nobody can figure out what happened. Huh. They were using that same cancer cure. And did I say it cured every time? No, but it did cure a whole bunch of the time. And it was known how it works. And how it works is in that next month's newsletter, too. This is how it works. Yeah. And simple enough to follow. Well, back to greenmedicineonline.com, which is the address, web address, for Green Medicine Radio. We keep almost all of the shows archived all the way back to 2010. I am not kidding, folks. You can click here for archived shows, then click any year displayed and scroll through to listen to any program or any segment of any program you want. By the way, you can do the same thing with the newsletter. Go to greenmedicinenewsletter.com, and all the show, the articles, that is, are archived there. You can just put in whatever you want, diabetes or something, and go click, and up come those articles. Yeah. Now, you can also click there for last year's shows, and I did say going back to 2010, didn't I? Yep. Mm-hmm. There are tabs for topics, hosts. Yes, because sometimes Dr. Sherman and others sit in for me because I'm trying to escape from all the politicians here in Western Washington or something like that, or maybe from the clouds and the rain. So you can listen to Dr. Sherman. You can listen to other people who've done the radio program for me. That's very nice. And there's also a contact and a link tab. Now, thank you to volunteer webmaster John DeBlazo, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years, and to George Saxton, who maintains the website now. Consider visiting greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends who may happen to have health problems. Okay. So, again, our phone numbers are 206-421-0770. And 888-465-8770. I got that wrong. 888-465-8770. And please, folks, consider helping to beat back the latest attack by our so-called public servants, this time on dietary supplements, for gosh sakes. No, hardly anybody has ever died of a dietary supplement. How many people have died of patent medicines? How come those aren't? Oh, wait a minute. They already collected their, what was it, $2.6 billion, according to the New England Journal of Medicine? I guess they're not going to go after those, are they? So please go to anh-usa.org, anh-usa.org. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll find the Attack on Dietary Supplements article. You can click where it says Take Action, and you can either send the email that's already written, or you can write anything you'd like yourself. And when you click, after doing that, it'll go to your representative and two senators. And that's what so many of us had to do when back in 2008, FDA wanted to make estriol illegal as part of bioidentical hormones, even though it's the only hormone in bioidentical hormones. It is anti-carcinogenic 100%. Oh, no, got to make that illegal. Uh-huh. And as you know, they're now trying to get rid of compounding pharmacy-supplied bioidentical hormones. I guess they want us all to go back to taking that horse hormone called Premarin. Oh, well, the reason bioidentical hormones got started is a woman came on in. She'd gone through menopause. She was having symptoms that she didn't like. And when I tried to prescribe Premarin for her, she told me she wasn't a horse. Imagine that. And no, she didn't whinny at me at all. She just told me she wasn't a horse. And you know, she was right. Despite the fact that Premarin is natural from horses, it isn't identical to humans. So anyway, that's how bioidentical hormone replacement got started. And now our good old public servants are trying to get rid of that. And they're trying to get dietary supplements, quote, approved, unquote, please go to anh-usa.org. Uh-oh, I forgot all the W's. www.anh-usa.org. And join all the rest of us in opposing this kind of stuff. And if enough of us do it, it'll work. But if we want to keep our bioidentical hormones, and ladies, if you want to keep them, remember that published paper from one of the universities that told us that the longer a woman goes without her estrogen, the more chance there is of cognitive decline? Uh-huh. And years before that, it was shown that estrogen for ladies and testosterone for men helps prevent the accumulation of all the garbage that causes Alzheimer's by about 75%. No kidding. Observed under the microscope in brain cells. Yeah. So I don't know why these folks are called public servants. They are certainly not serving the public by trying to get rid of bioidentical hormone replacement and trying to have approval for any new supplement. It makes no sense, except approval for patent medicines anyway. It costs $2 point something billion, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, not me. Could that have anything to do with it? Well, you know what? I better shut up and get to your calls after whatever's next.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine Newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6 6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I'm still here. And I'm glad you got around my mistake in the phone number, folks. Those of you who called in and got it right, that was my problem. So, when comes time that you don't want to listen to me ramble on, and I wouldn't either, I'll give out the proper phone numbers. But right now, I better shut up and listen to Sarah Shirley. Hi, Shirley. What's on your mind, ma'am? And thank you for calling.
Yes, Dr. Wright. Last week, you mentioned that there is a treatment for ADHD, something involving desensitizing one to one's own brain cells. And I wondered if you could elaborate, and also whether it includes or uses any diagnostic test to determine that it is actually ADHD, and then what the treatment involves, how long it takes, how many visits, and so forth. I've always felt for years that my four-year-old granddaughter is hyperactive. And she is able to concentrate on difficult tasks with Legos and very difficult puzzles, but so much of the time she's in constant motion, very impulsive, you know, talks very loudly or screams or other things that suggest ADHD, and I just wondered what it is that you're talking about or offering.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We learned this from a doctor in South Carolina who gave a presentation at a convention I went to, including before and after movies with parents and children. And I was so
I'm having a little difficulty hearing you. Did you give his name, the doctor?
Yes, but you don't need to go clear to South Carolina, ma'am, and here's why. He invited people to come visit him in his office there in Charleston, South Carolina, which... my wife and I, and she happens to be an RN, and she happens to be the CEO down at Tahoma Clinic. We went to visit to see what he was doing. And what he was doing was screening children, because it was almost all children that were diagnosed with ADHD. And by the way, there is no blood test or urine test for ADHD. It's more of a psych diagnosis based on behavior, just like you were just telling me. What he did was to screen these folks by a method invented by a German doctor and also a research scientist by the name of Voll, V-O-L-L, and he enabled us to screen to see if the acupuncture meridians. Now, an acupuncture meridian is something that's been in Chinese medicine for approximately 2,000 years, and there are so-called acupuncture points somewhere along the meridians, and researchers over in Europe have finally discovered that what those minerals do is they have a steady... those meridians, excuse me, not minerals. They have a small but steady and detectable flow of electricity in the meridian. So how it's tested is not by blood test or urine test or anything like that, but it uses a rounded piece of metal to put it in touch with a certain acupuncture point on a certain meridian. And then a machine tells us about the... effect of that electrically. Okay, well, if it has an adverse effect electrically, and by the way, there are no sparks or anything involved in that. This is in the body electrical flow that we're checking, or I should say on the surface of the body. If that is, quote, off, unquote, when it is compared with the frequency of any of the neurotransmitters. Now, neurotransmitters are not the same as brain cells. They're the molecules that carry the messages between brain cells and from the brain to the body and so forth. Neurotransmitters just mean transmitters for nerves. Okay. If the frequency of that neurotransmitter is disruptive of the electrical flow along the meridian that's relevant, then it's recorded. Dr. Voll made this all up over in Germany years ago. It's recorded by the machine, and we can tell, oh, well, this neurotransmitter isn't bothering a person, but that one and that one, they're hypersensitive to it. So, now, Dr. Voll didn't just leave us with the ability to detect them. He also gave us, with the same equipment, a means to desensitize to them that doesn't involve anything feeling bad. You don't have to take a pill. If you come visit us from Oklahoma, we'll send you home with a homeopathic preparation that does the same thing. But if you're local, my goodness, you can get yourself desensitized on the average with at least one 180-second desensitization. And what's happening when you're sitting there? Nothing. You don't feel a thing, actually. You just got the measurement instrument onto your acupuncture point on a certain meridian. Mm-hmm. And 180 seconds, and then once that's done, you go back and check and see if the electrical disruption is gone. Well, sometimes it is with one. Now, me, I happen to have been hypersensitive since a kid. I didn't ever have a diagnosis of ADHD, but mine was I allergic to a ton of things. Well, because there are other ways of being affected besides ADHD by allergy. And most things I've been desensitized to have held, but doggone it, the desensitization for just one thing, namely chicken eggs, lasted me only 3 months, so I got it desensitized again, and that lasted 3 months, and it lasted another 3 months, and I got it again. I said, forget it, I'm just not going to eat eggs. But I did get desensitized to a whole variety of other things, including one single neurotransmitter that was too active in keeping me from sleeping as well as I might. So anyway, even a four-year-old can tolerate this, ma'am. If they're local, what they're going to feel is a piece of metal up against the skin and not hardly anything else. And if we find that they are hypersensitive, and this is all using equipment invented by Dr. Voll, V-O-L-L, over in Germany. And, of course, it's not the only piece of equipment. It's sold by companies who worked with Dr. Voll to make it and so on and so on. But there's no electricity that goes into the body. It's an electricity sensor and desensitizer, but it doesn't electrify anything. So, anyway, people of any age who need desensitization can get it done. And usually it'll take 1 to 3 minutes for each thing that needs to be desensitized. And some of us have more than one, and a few of us just have two or three, so it doesn't take all that long. So there you are, ma'am.
And this is something you offer at Tahoma Clinic?
And well, of course we do, ma'am. I wouldn't be yammering about it.
No, I know. But which doctors would be working on it?
Any of them, what they do is they go over things with you to make sure that they think that, oh, yes, somebody's giving you the right diagnosis. Again, there's no blood tests, urine tests, anything like that. And then they refer you over to the person in the clinic who went to take all the training to get this done. And I think she does this 1 or 2 days a week. I'm not positive, but, of course, it depends on how many people need it.
Okay. And the problem, my grandchild will only be in this country for perhaps another month or two. This is something that could take much longer, or?
Not really, ma'am, because each desensitization takes 1 to 3 minutes. And if she does have ADHD, there are indeed quite a number of neurotransmitters in the brain. But if you happen to have, let's say, a day, you can desensitize nearly every neurotransmitter that needs to be desensitized. And by the way, desensitization to neurotransmitters does not at all mean that those neurotransmitters quit working for you. No. What happens is we lose our overreactive sensitivity to them while they're working for us. And they just keep on working for us, but now we're not overly sensitive. So anyway, that might be accomplished within a month, but I would suggest you see either Dr. or she or you or the parents, whatever, see either Dr. Magoon, M-A-G-O-U-N. He joined our clinic a couple of years ago, and he's up on all this, but his schedule isn't nearly as full as the doctors who've been there 20 years, and that way he could refer pretty promptly before she has to leave the country, or to Dr. Sowinski, S-O-W-I-N-S-K-I, who also joined our clinic about a year ago. And so her practice isn't nearly as full, and she knows about this, and just like Dr. Magoon does. And if they agree that this is the right diagnosis, and I don't know whether they would, but they probably would. I can't tell you for certain. They will just refer you to get checked for, refer the little one, excuse me, to get checked for sensitivity and to get desensitized. Now, it's always a wise idea if mom or dad comes with them, because they can just sit in mom and dad's lap while the technician is checking the acupuncture points, and that way they can be reassured that they're safe.
Okay, I should say they've had no diagnosis of this. It's my diagnosis.
They're oh, okay.
I, not required to have an official doctor's notification.
No, you're not, ma'am.
Right.
No, you're not for this, no.
Oh,
now, there
okay.
are some things that you really would need it for, and particularly blood tests, that kind of stuff,
right.
but that's not
right.
needed for this situation.
So I would try to get the appointment with Dr. McCoon or Sawinski, and then they would refer to the technician who does
Yes,
the
as soon as they agree that, yes, this is something that sounds like it would be worthwhile for this child. Occasionally we get a very big surprise, and we find out that, there's something else that's going on here, but that's only occasionally because most parents and grandparents say just the things that you did if their child is hyperactive, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful to know about. I think more people may be anxious to hear about it. Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in so more people could. There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. Okay. Well, I think we're at the time for the break, and we still got Bonnie and Randy and Jennifer, who we will get back to after the break.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Indeed, and I better listen to Bonnie. She's been waiting for a while, and so have Randy and Jennifer. So, hi, Bonnie. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wright. Say, I have had, my scalp itches all the time, and I had a doctor tell me one time it's probably the conditioner that you put in your hair. And but also my inner ear on my right ear itches, and it's almost like you can't get down to where the itch is, so you can put your finger in there and shake really hard, and it'll kind of ease the itching. So I went to an ear, nose, and throat specialist, and he said, oh, there's nothing wrong with your ear. It just looks dry in there, so I'm going to give you some statins. So I want to know what you think before I would do such a thing.
Well, I'm ignorant about a lot of things, ma'am, and one of the things I'm ignorant of is anybody ever using statins for dry ears. Statins are usually used because the old cholesterol is going too high, and doctors think that getting the cholesterol down will protect people against heart attack and stroke, which it won't, but that's another problem.
Yeah.
So I have no clue why you were asked to take a statin because your ear looked okay, but by the way, I am glad to hear that your eardrum looked okay and the canal looked okay in there.
Well, you know, how far down do they look? He said.
Well, you can see all the way to the eardrum, ma'am. I'd look at that regularly.
Yeah, yeah. He said the eardrum looked fine. It feels like it's full of fluid in there, too, in the inner ear. And I don't know how they can see that.
You can't, ma'am. You can't see past the eardrum.
That's what I thought.
Okay, well, let me give you a couple of suggestions here, though, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, you said your scalp is itchy, and it's really itchy inside your ear. So, have you ever read a book called Folk Medicine, F-O-L-K, Medicine, by Dr. D.C. Jarvis? If you ever want to, that book is still available at most used books sites online. Now, what Dr. Jarvis taught us all was something that we really should know, and that is cavemen did not use soap or shampoo. Not at all. They never used this stuff. And in Vermont, when they got itchy scalps, they had the good sense to, after every time they used soap or shampoo and rinse their hair after that, then close their eyes and get some vinegar, and it doesn't matter what kind of vinegar it is, and make sure that vinegar reaches the entire scalp. Keep your eyes closed and don't rinse the vinegar out. Just dry your hair with vinegar in it. And what they found out, ma'am, is that restores the original pH of the skin that cavemen and cave ladies had, and that pH is much more acidic than after soap and shampoo. And so what do you know? People would have much less itchy scalps if they did that. Now let's get around to your ear, too. I don't want to neglect that. If he's telling us that it's super dry, then I'm a little wondering about your essential fatty acid status, because essential fatty acids that are found in fish oil, DHA, and EPA, what they do is help keep areas of the skin of the body, and there is skin in there, from getting too dry. Do you have dry skin on your legs or arms or anywhere
else? Oh, yeah, I itch all over.
Well, there you go. So what I ask people to consider doing is to go to the local natural food store, or go online, or go to some dispensary, doesn't matter, they'll carry the stuff, and look for fish oil. I like the fish oils that come from as far north on our planet as they can, simply because they're less likely to be contaminated. And the two brands that do that are Nordic Naturals, as you'd expect, and Carlson's, which is an American company. And by the way, I don't work for either one of them. They don't pay me anything. And what I ask people to consider doing, because it happens to be good for the memory cells in our brain, it's been shown that fish oil, oh my goodness, it helps us make more memory cells and improves the memory cells that we got and their functioning. And so if we got dry skin, I'll say, well, look, please consider starting with a tablespoon a day and make sure to accompany it with 400 IU. They're called international units of vitamin E. That's a single capsule each day. It doesn't have to be at the same time. It can be one of them that's fish oil in the morning and a vitamin E in the evening. And the point of the vitamin E is that for quite a long time, a year or two or three, those fish oils have no hazards to them, ma'am. But you keep going on them, which I'd really suggest if you got dry skin and itchies, and they can cause a slow, steady thing called lipid peroxidation, which just means slight damage, not fatal damage, but slight damage to cell membranes. And guess what? Vitamin E stops that. That's the point of the vitamin E.
Okay.
So anyway, there's that, but I'm almost done, I promise. And that is, if that doesn't clear up the ear situation, it sounds like you may have either a little fungus in there.
Yes, that's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe a little bacteria.
Yeah.
So what you do is you get yourself some cotton swabs.
Cotton,
and out in swamps, and you just get something called Bernard's Solution. It's named after Bernard Courtois, who put it together in 1814 or something like that. And all it is potassium iodide, and you dip the swab into the potassium iodide, and then you just scrub around your ear with that inside the ear. Now, if you just have a swab full, you are not, underlying not, overdosing on potassium iodide. You dip the swab in there, and then you rub it against the, rub it against anything to get the excess out, but make sure it still has some of the potassium iodide at the surface, and then you just rub out your ears with that.
Okay.
If you do that every few days, what it usually does is it gets rid of the microorganism without exposing you to an overdose of iodide, because you've made sure that after you get the swab doused that you roll it a little bit so that the excess comes out and just the surface has the potassium iodide on it.
Well, perfect, because I use that on my nostrils when I fly on an airplane. And, you know, drink it. You suggested that, you know, on water, 12 drops. So
yep.
That I'd never thought about it in my ear. That is awesome. Thank you. I'll just scratch the statin prescription.
Okay. I can't imagine why that was prescribed. I'm glad you're doing that, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, one quick question. I need to get my flu shot. And I also need, I got a shingle shot several years ago and then got a small case of shingles on my right shoulder. So now I want to go back and get the new shingle shot that is a double for older people. You know, you take one, get one, and then 2 months later you get the other one. Can I take the flu shot and then take the shingle shot a couple of weeks later, or do I need to wait longer?
I'd give it about a month, ma'am, because the immune system really has to adjust itself to the fact that you've had a vaccination, and I'm not positive it can adjust itself in a couple of weeks. I'd give it about a month.
All right. Perfect. All right. I can do that. I guess I should do, I don't know. I'm almost afraid that I should take the shingle shot first, but then that wouldn't work. I'll do the flu shot first and then wait a month.
Yes, I'd give it a month, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I appreciate you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for listening and getting the word out to anybody else who has the same problem, ma'am. That's part of the point.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. Okay, not quite time for me to shut up, so I get to listen to Randy before the break. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Dr. Wright. What an honor to talk to you.
Oh, well, honored to talk to you too, ma'am.
So I just quick background, I am dealing with a lot of hair loss. I'm 38 now, and it started when I was about 20. I've seen so many naturopathic physicians. Nobody really knew what was going on. I read about four of your books and said, oh, my gosh, I need this doctor to look at me. So, and then it turned out I didn't even know that you were in Washington, and I'm only 2 hours away. So I ended up at Tahoma Clinic, and I saw, by some miracle, I ended up with Dr. Russell because they said that you weren't taking new patients. And
not
so,
at that time, no.
So she's been fantastic. And so I had already read the stomach acid book, so I knew about that, and I had already I probably did it the wrong way. I didn't do the Heidelberg test. I just started trying the HCL with pepsin, and that. And then I've talked about that with Dr. Russell, and she said that's fine. Obviously, I have low stomach acid, so I can take an abundance of them. I can take like 8 and not feel anything at all. But then she ran the amino acid test, the plasma amino acid, and it runs like 20-some amino acids, and it came back that I was low in about 18 of them, and abnormally low, and then the other ones that were in the normal range were very low.
Okay.
So we've been dealing with that, and that was about a year ago, and so I've been taking a really high dose of what I feel is high dose of amino acids 3 times a day, and so it's been a year. I redid the test, and I'm even lower in some of them. So now we're doing the IVs, and so I just had my first one this week, and so I just had some questions about the amino acid IV and if I should still be taking daily supplements if I'm getting an IV.
Well, if your numbers are still low, ma'am, you certainly do need them in addition to the IV, but let's hope that we can get you away from having to have IVs to make your amino acids go up. Now, you did the right thing in checking with Dr. Russell and assuming you had the low hydrochloric acid, because as we both know, protein must be acid digested first before it fully breaks into the amino acids. Now, sometimes what gets left out out, though, is if there's not sufficient acid for a period of time, then the signal that somebody won a Nobel Prize for discovering this, by the way, back in 1901, the signal that's supposed to go, I should say it's supposed to be released, as soon as that really acidified food goes into the upper part of the small intestine, in other words, some of it exits the stomach, and so does the rest of it over a short period of time. And as it exits the stomach, that acid pH causes the release of a hormone that goes over here to the pancreas and says, hey, it's going to be your turn soon, you better get busy. Now, without that signal, the pancreas doesn't get busy. It's not just the stomach that wants to digest protein, or that's there to digest protein. There are specific proteases, as they're called. They're made by the pancreas, and they have to do the second job on the protein digested into amino acids. Now, I heard you. You're taking hydrochloric acid, so how come the signal isn't going? Well, I've run into people who've had that signal not going for a long time that it doesn't want to turn back on, ma'am. So the other thing that's usually helpful in circumstances like yours is getting digestive enzymes and taking them about 5 to 10 minutes after you're done with the meal. I did say 5 to 10 minutes because we want to allow that food some time to start coming out of the stomach and going into the upper small intestine, and the digestive enzymes will follow it, and they will work as they're supposed to, and hopefully your pancreas may wake up someday and make more protein digesting enzymes. But one of the professors in medical school tried to gross out all of us students by saying, which digestive enzymes are closest to humans, class? And after we'd all guessed, he enlightened us. He says the ones from pigs. And we said, what? And he says, yes, they do the best job for humans if the humans can't make their own digestive enzymes. So you got to look around for a digestive enzyme that says porcine in origin, P-O-R-C-I-N-E, P-O-R-C-I-N-E. And yes, it is safe to take them. And so far, I haven't heard of anybody being hypersensitive to them. But we usually need, oh my goodness, depending on the size of the meal, anywhere from, the content of the protein in the meal, but the digestive enzymes digest other things in protein too. But anyway, we should be using anywhere from 3 to 4 after meals, and if it's Thanksgiving mid-dinner, it ought to be at least 8 after that meal. But that's going to help further. First thing, acid digestion, out comes some of the amino acids. Second thing, alkaline digestion, which is what the pancreas is supposed to be doing, and the digestive enzymes seem to be necessary right now. And those are 5 to 10 minutes after meals. And then there's one other thing. The amino acids you're using, does it say on the label the essential amino acids, which are the ones that our bodies can't make at all? But they're found in food, of course, but their bodies can't make these. Does it say essential amino acids on the label?
It does. Dr. Russell had me switch to one from Thorne, and it has the essential, and the other one I was on had all of them in it, I think.
Good. So you got that covered. Okay,
yeah, and I have been doing the digestive enzyme. I've been just taking it like right at the end of the meal, so I can wait a little bit and take it a little
bit. Yeah, you need to wait a little bit. Not a big bit, but a little bit, yes.
Okay, and so I'm wondering how long the IV stays in your body. So she's wanting me to have an IV every 2 weeks for a little while. So does it stay in the body, or does it just kind of, I don't know how it, flows.
Depends
through.
On how fast and how much it's needed by our bodies. Now, in your particular case, ma'am, if you started losing hair when you, I think you said you were in your 30s someplace. Did I get that
right? I was in my 20s, and now I'm in my 20s. 30s, yeah.
Yeah, well, I learned back in the early 70s that any woman who's in her 20s or 30s losing hair probably has low stomach acid. And shortly after I learned that, then we got the Heidelberg, it's called Heidelberg equipment in, which measures stomach acid, and it was verified every time. So I'm glad you got the essential amino acids as an extra besides what's in the food. They're already digested, so we don't have to worry about the digested part of things. And number two, they won't hurt anything. But last question for you. They're the essential amino acids, and how much of them do you take? Are they in capsules, or do you get a spoon and it's a powder, or what?
It's a powder. It's that one from Thorne, and it's yellow. The amino acids, right?
The amino acids, they really should be white, ma'am. When they're starting to turn yellow, they're starting to be affected by oxygen. And
it said that it's their new formula, and it's yellow because it tastes like lemon.
Oh, they put something with it. I got
yes.
it. Okay. I thought it was pure amino acids. My mistake.
Yeah. And so if you improve that, can hair grow back or has it been too long? I mean, it's been over 10 years.
No, it's not been too long, but it does take a while. I got to agree with you there, ma'am. It takes a while. And what I usually saw was before we really noticed it growing back, we saw a major improvement in the amino acid levels in the bloodstream, and that major improvement takes some time. Our bodies lose hair when we're that age because we just don't have enough amino acids to maintain more essential things in our bodies like neurotransmitters and muscles and all that. So bodies just say, okay, my hair can go. So it's going to be a while, man, before you get your amino acid back up there. And
yeah.
Just keep on your hydrochloric and take as much amino acids as you can put up with.
Okay. Perfect. That sounds good.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, now can I see? Is it time for our next break? No, I don't have to see. I can hear.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess that's me. And I don't know what happened to all the guys today, but it's been all ladies, and I'm not complaining because the whole point here is to answer questions as much as I can anyway, and to get the word out about whatever's bothering people. So anyway, This is the first All Ladies Day we've had in quite a while. And let me shut up and get over to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Dr. Wright, and thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your show. I am wondering about supplementing my natural hormone therapy with pregnenolone. I think I remember you saying never supplement with pregnenolone.
Well, I said never supplement with pregnenolone without a follow-up test, ma'am. In the first place, if we supplement with pregnenolone that does not come in a rub-in form of a compounding pharmacy, and yes, I do know it's on the shelves in the health food stores, and fortunately never killed anybody, so okay. But we swallow it. Now, the pregnenolone, just like anything else we swallow, is slowly or rapidly, I don't know which, absorbed by the intestine, and from there it goes to the liver. Now, the liver can do all kinds of things with pregnenolone. It can turn them into nearly any other steroid hormone we ever heard of, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, whatever it may be. And so if we're going to swallow pregnenolone, we really need to be working with a doctor who, after, I'd say a minimum of 3 weeks and a maximum of 6 weeks or so of pregnenolone swallowing, can work with you on getting a test done called the 24-hour urine collection, which checks all the different steroids. Because, as you know, pregnenolone, if you wouldn't be swallowing it otherwise, I don't think, pregnenolone is a precursor for just about any steroid hormone there is, estrogen, testosterone, adrenal hormones, aldosterone, cortisol, all kinds of steroid hormones. And here's the thing. It's usually not something that goes straight to the liver. It's secreted in those areas where the steroid hormones are made, such as the adrenal glands, which is not the only place, the ovaries, too, if the ovaries are still working, and the testicles, etc. But when it's made by our own bodies, then usually the distribution of it is... Well, if we do a follow-up test on the person who's having it made in their own bodies, the distribution of it is followed up with the 24-hour urine for all these different steroids, and we hardly ever find that anything is in excess because of the ovaries or the adrenals making pregnenolone. But if we swallow the stuff, we don't know where it's going to go, because the usual pathway is not from the glands and organs that make pregnenolone straight to the liver. No, it isn't. The usual pathway is some metabolism in the adrenals, in the ovaries, etc. And so the pregnenolone is no longer pregnenolone. So anyway, work with the doc on this. If you feel better when you take the stuff, you probably do. But let's make sure it's not going, for example, straight down the cortisol pathway, because if it does, and that cortisol stays too high for us too long, and yes, we all feel good when that happens, but it's not good for us in the long run. So all I'm saying is you got to follow up on it if you do decide to continue taking it, and find out where did that pregnenolone go, and make sure it distributed itself safely for the long run.
Does that come in a cream form also? That would be better.
If you were working with a compounding pharmacy, yes, it would.
Okay.
But as you know, FDA is trying to outlaw compounding pharmacies doing hormones, so I don't know how much longer that's going to last unless we all get busy and stop the FDA from doing it.
Yes, and I have signed that petition. Also, one more question about berberine. I've been taking that for a year and a half now for prediabetes. And I read... In one of these studies that it says you shouldn't take it for any longer than 8 weeks at a time and then take a break, because it has an effect on the liver, sort of like it increases the effect of other pharmaceuticals that you might be taking, although I don't. But do you have a comment on that, about taking a break from berberine?
Yep. If one is worried about a liver effect, then you do what an animal's liver does when it's presented with something it doesn't like, and that is that animal's liver just goes into overdrive, making more and more ascorbate, which we know as vitamin C as humans, until that bother to the liver is taken away. So you're quite safe in taking the berberine, particularly if you're pre-diabetic, as long as you go to Linus Pauling's bowel tolerance for vitamin C, which is how much vitamin C can I take without being socially unacceptable.
Very much, Dr. Wright. Have a great weekend.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for for calling. And Georgia, I'm so sorry we couldn't get to you. If you call in next week, we'll make sure you go first. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.